Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Right now, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling on your cell phone, so we will make this quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yeah, I can talk.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes, I am.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you
definitely
vote?
Definitely will.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Very strong.
Okay. What is your age?
I am 50. What am I? 58. Am I 57? 50. I'm 57, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Understand. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel very particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Janelle Bynum.
I haven't heard of that person.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Oh, how do I like them?
From 0 to 100.
Probably about 50.
Okay. 50. Joe Biden.
I do not like him, so what's the lowest rating I can give?
0?
0.
Okay. Project 2025?
I probably 20.
20, okay. Democrats in Congress?
Probably 50.
50, okay. MAGA Republicans?
The what?
MAGA Republicans?
Oh, I like them 100%.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
0.
Okay. J.D. Vance?
Probably 80.
80, okay. Donald Trump?
100.
Okay. And Lori Chavez de Rimmer?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Okay. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat? Or the Democrat?
Republican.
Republican. Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West?
I would vote for Trump.
Okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, do you think we'll win the who do you think will win the presidential elections? Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Kamala Harris?
Trump.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would do Republican.
Lori Chavez, okay, thank you. even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or not chance at all that you might support her?
Which one is she? Who is it?
Janelle Bynum?
Oh.
The Democrat?
No, I would not support ever. No.
Not a chance at all, okay?
Not at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I totally disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove of it.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know enough to answer that.
Okay, understand. Now, I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says that she's a soft-on-crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland has been torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protests. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for the police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. Supporters of Janelle Bynum says this attack is just an attempt by Chavez Redeemer to distract from her extreme record in Congress and the damage she's done to Oregon families. Chavez Redeemer supports a national abortion ban, even for victims of rape and incest. Chavez Redeemer has voted to cut Social Security and Medicare, strip healthcare protections away from Oregonians, and cut taxes from billionaires. She'll be just another rubber stamp for Donald Trump. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Redeemer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
I would definitely, now listening to all that, I would vote for the Republican gal.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez, the Reamer. Please tell me how much each of troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Reamer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. And the first one says, serving in Congress shouldn't be about making headlines. You have to deliver substance. Chavez, the Reamer, is making headlines by taking credit for laws that deliver billions to the district, but she voted against those laws. She hasn't done anything about inflation, but she voted to cut nutrition assistance programs for women and children struggling in this economy. She hasn't done anything about the border, but she supported Republicans who killed a border security deal so they could keep making headlines about it in this election.
Was that a question?
It's an statement. For this one, you just need to tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez, the Reamer, for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all?
That I would support her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would.
Okay.
The Republican.
Okay. Let me know. Let me take your answer 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, not at all. And the next one says, Chavez, the Reamer, is a MAGA extremist who is fighting harder for Trump and his agenda than Oregon families. Instead of supporting law enforcement, they are attacking the court to protect Trump for being held accountable. And their budget proposals would raise taxes on the middle class while cutting taxes for big corporations and repealing the Affordable Care Act. The last thing we need in Congress is more MAGA extremists.
I think we need more of them because that's not the truth.
Okay.
the Democrats are destroying Oregon. They say they're going to do that stuff, but they don't. And that's who's in charge of the state, is Democrats.
I understand. So this statement for you is not trouble at all for you, supporting Chavez the Dreamer?
Nope.
Okay. The next one says, our democracy is being threatened, yet Chavez the Dreamer is standing with Trump and MAGA lies about the 2020 election being stolen, and supporting politicians who refuse to say they'll certify the upcoming election if Trump loses. And instead of fighting to secure our voting rights and guaranteeing that every ballot is counted, she's supporting those who were even attacking vote by mail. The stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Dreamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote very mail, and Oregon's vote by mail system.
She supports vote by mail or she doesn't want to?
The statement says she's supporting those who are even attacking vote by mail. And the stakes are too high for us to support Chavez the Dreamer, who won't protect our democracy and Oregon's vote by mail.
I would still vote for her.
Okay.
I still support her.
Okay. Thank you. The next one says, Lori Chavez the Dreamer voted to cut billions from our Border Patrol and Immigration Police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement. At the same time, she's voting to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. And Lori talks tough on crime, but her record speaks loudly about her real priorities.
I would still vote for her.
Okay. Lori Chavez the Dreamer broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women.
I would still vote for her.
And the last one says, Chavez the Dreamer has embraced politicians whose extreme Protect 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agency, and cuts environmental regulation while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez the Dreamer is a vote for these dangerous programs.
I'd still vote for her.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Dreamer or Democrat Daniel Bynum?
I would do Republican.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Not a problem. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And does that apply to you, someone in your household, or both?
No, there's nobody that works for any of that.
Okay, thank you.
Did I answer it wrong?
Yes, it's okay. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay. Well, that concludes our survey for today. Thank you so much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.